Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 15th. Happy Saturday! I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and we are in the book of Acts, chapter 7 today, verses 1 through 29. This is where Stephen addresses the council. Then the high priest asked Stephen, "Are these accusations true?" This was Stephen's reply. "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. Our glorious God appeared to our ancestor Abraham in Mesopotamia before he settled in Haran. God told him, 'Leave your native land and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you.' So Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran until his father died. Then God brought him here to the land where you now live. But God gave him no inheritance here, not even one square foot of land. God did promise, however, that eventually the whole land would belong to Abraham and his descendants, even though he had no children yet. God also told him that his descendants would live in a foreign land, where they would be oppressed as slaves for 400 years. But I will punish the nation that enslaves them, God said, and in the end, they will come out and worship me here in this place." God also gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision at that time. So when Abraham became the father of Isaac, he circumcised him on the eighth day. And the practice was continued when Isaac became the father of Jacob and when Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs of the Israelite nation. These patriarchs were jealous of their brother Joseph, and they sold him to be a slave in Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. And God gave him favor before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God also gave Joseph unusual wisdom, so that Pharaoh appointed him governor over all of Egypt and put him in charge of the palace. But a famine came upon Egypt and Canaan. There was great misery, and our ancestor ran out of food. Jacob heard that there was still grain in Egypt. So he sent his sons, our ancestors, to buy some. The second time they went, Joseph revealed his identity to his brothers, and they were introduced to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent for his father Jacob and all his relatives to come to Egypt, 75 persons in all. So Jacob went to Egypt. He died there, as did our ancestors. Their bodies were taken to Shechem, and buried in the tomb Abraham had bought for a certain price from Hamor's sons in Shechem. As the time drew near when God would fulfill his promise to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt greatly increased. But then a new king came to the throne of Egypt and knew nothing about Joseph. This king exploited our people and oppressed them, forcing parents to abandon their newborn babies so they would die. At that time, Moses was born, a beautiful child in God's eyes. His parents cared for him at home for 3 months. When they had to abandon him, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and raised him as her own. Moses was taught all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was powerful in both speech and action. One day, when Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his relatives, the people of Israel. He saw an Egyptian mistreating an Israelite. So Moses came to the man's defense and avenged him, killing the Egyptian. Moses assumed his fellow Israelites would realize that God had sent him to rescue them, but they didn't. The next day, he visited them again and saw 2 men of Israel fighting. He tried to be a peacemaker. "Men," he said, "you are brothers. Why are you fighting each other?" But the man in the wrong pushed Moses aside. "Who made you ruler and judge over us?" he asked. "Are you going to kill me as you killed that Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard that, he fled the country and lived as a foreigner in the land of Midian. There his two sons were born. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Remember, we've learned that the Spirit empowers the people to spread the good news boldly about Jesus Christ as Lord and Redeemer. And so Stephen is standing before this council of high priests that has the power of him and his life in their hands. And he speaks boldly about how God had worked through the generations. Now, this is to be continued because tomorrow we'll pick up where we left off in the sermon, right about Moses and going on through where he reveals to them about Jesus as Lord. And as a result, tomorrow, they're going to stone him to death, and he will suffer in this life a great ill because of his faithfulness to the message of Jesus Christ, which is a good segue into our praying for the nations. Today, we want to be praying for the nation of China and for missionaries and those who are workers in China who are carrying the good news and the light of Christ to the land around them. The book that I'm reading asks us to pray for the millions of Chinese people that they might share the love of Christ with others if they are believers, even when they are suffering, and that the many children will hear about Jesus from their Christian friends. As a Baptist, I know the name of Lottie Moon, and you perhaps do as well. She was one of the very first women missionaries to go out on her own, and she went to China in the days before the communists came in and locked down missionary service in China. There's a brilliantly written story by one of our very own church members, Catherine Allen, about Lottie Moon and her service of the church and her going on mission to preach the gospel to the world. And it is called The New Lottie Moon Story by Catherine Allen. So I commend this story to you and hope that as we pray for China, we can also thank the Lord for those who tell the stories of missionaries and of the world that needs to know Jesus is Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are our glorious God who has appeared throughout the ages to your people. You have given them direction of where to go and what to do. And even in our own hearts and lives, you give us direction as well. Our most clear direction is to follow Jesus. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help us to be the kind of people who share his light and his love with those around us. We pray for the country of China. We pray for those who are missionaries there and those who have never heard the gospel message. We ask, Lord, that your kingdom would come in that place. We thank you for the memory of Lottie Moon, and we thank you for historians, especially our very own Miss Catherine Allen. Pray your blessings upon them as they write the histories and the stories of your faithfulness. We thank you for the resolve of Lottie Moon to take your message in a very, very difficult place. Lord, where are the places in our lives that are difficult in their own way? Give us boldness, clarity, calmness, creativity about how we can share your love and the great story of how you bring life. Through Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. To end the podcast today, I have a little snippet from the worship rally and two songs that the children are singing. I hope that they encourage your heart.
Day number two. God's plan is best. That's what I'm talking about. And that yesterday's song was called Even Better. So let's do that one. Here we go. Oh, yeah. We had slides for it.